सहनाववतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
In our last session, we have seen up to sloka number 25 of chapter 2. So today what we'll do, we'll do a recap of chapter 1 and chapter 2 up to sloka number 25. If time permits, we will move forward. So as you all know, Arjun came to the battlefield Dhanuruddhama Pandava with his bow holding tightly, ready to fight with war, and he told Lord Krishna, Senayorubhayo madhye ratham sthapya me uchita, O Achyut, O Lord, please place my this chariot in between two armies. I want to see who all are assembled here to fight with me. And as ordered by Arjun, Lord placed chariot in front of whom Bhishma Drona Pramukta Sarve Samcha Mahichitam Uvaj Partha Pasaitan. O Partha, see. He placed the chariot in front of Bhishma Pitama and Dronacharya. Bhishma Pitama is grandfather. He has played in his lap. Dronacharya is guru. He has learnt archery from Dronacharya. And Dronacharya also loved Arjun so much as he loved his own son. Actually, Arjun wanted to see who are the people with whom I have to fight, whether I will be able to kill all of them or not, whether anybody superior to me, any Maharathi is there on the other side. So he was actually fearing quite a few people. One was Bhishma Pitama because he has got Ichchamrityu. He cannot be killed unless he wants to die. Ichchamrityu. And he was fearing his own guru also, because guru knows the weakness of student. Therefore he was afraid of his own guru also. He was afraid of Karna also. Anyway, so he wanted to see, and Lord Krishna just put the chariot in front of these two people. Then something happened to Arjun at that time. Seeing Bhishma Pitama and Dronacharya, something happened. That is what Shankaracharya ji says, aham esam mam eti. This thing, only this much has happened. They are mine and I belong to them. Ye mere hain aur main inka hoon. This is called Arjun disease. You know, this is Arjun disease. And this disease is still continuing. We all are suffering from this disease. Ye mere hain, main inka hoon. Seeing these people on the other side, he says, Sidanti mam gatrani, my limbs are failing, my mouth is getting dried, and beputasya sarire me, my body is trembling, rom harsasya jayate, there is a horripilation in my body, gandivam sansaste hastat. He was holding that bow, now he is not able to hold it. It is slipping from his hand. Then, takchaiva paridahiyate, and his skin is burning. Na chasnukti avasthatum, I cannot stand, and my mind is reeling. Nimittani chapasyami vipiritani kesava, I am seeing all bad omens. Therefore, na kanche vijayam Krishna. Oh Krishna, I don't want victory. Na cha rajyam sukhani cha. I don't want kingdom, happiness of the kingdom also. Etan na hantum ichhami. I don't want to kill them. It took 12 years to prepare for that war between Kaurav and Pandav. And the people assembled, there were 4 million, about 4 million. Now he is saying, etam na hantum ichchami. I don't want to kill them. Let them kill me. I am ready to accept, but I don't want to kill them. Even Lord Krishna, if you are ready to give me the kingdom of 3 worlds, this world, interspace and heaven, still I will not kill. What to talk about the Indraprastha Delhi? We are talking about Nidili, only the small portion. You will become this. I will not do that. Then he said, the other people on the Kaurav side, they are lobha upachetsa, their mind is overpowered by greed. I can see that. These are greedy people. They want to grab sampatti, property. Let them do. We are wise people. And he started giving many arguments. What will happen? Just imagine 4 million people standing in the war, both sides. 11 Akshoni on the Kaurav side and 7 Akshoni on the Pandav side. Total 18 Akshoni. It is nearly 4 million people. And in the war, all are male. It may so be there that there may be some few bachelor also. But most of them are married. And Arjuna also knew that out of this 4 million, only 5-6 will go back home. Rest all will die there. So he is now giving the arguments, kula chakritam dosam, so many families will be destroyed. Not only he says, kula dharma pranasyanti, the tradition or the religion things or traditions, rituals, those also will be lost. And not only that, some more serious things he said, pradushyanti kula striya, the women will get corrupted. How? Because in our scripture it is said the women are always protected from birth to death. From birth till marriage, girls are protected by father. After that, husband. After husband, son will look after. That is the arrangement in our scripture. So now if all these 4 million people are dying here, so whosoever are there, they will take advantage. So therefore, pradushyanti kula striya. Then what will happen? Utsanna kul dharmanam. The people will not be doing the dharma, the ritual. Then what will happen? Narke anyatam vaso bhavati. This much I have heard from others. They all have to stay in narak. They have to go to hell. Then who will be responsible for that? Aho bat mahat papam kartum vyavashita vayam. Vayam means we too. He is not saying aham. He is making Lord Krishna also party to it. Adding and abetting to the crime. So, we both will be doing this sin. Eva muktva Arjuna sankhe ratho upastha upavishad visrajya sasaram chapam soka sambigna manasa. Saying so, he left his bow, sat on the chariot and kept quiet. And his mind was dejected, depressed, distressed. Now seeing the situation, 3 people diagnosed the disease of Arjuna, you know. Sanjay is saying, tam tathya kripya vishnam asrupurna kulachyanam visadantam idam vakyam uvach madhusudanam. Now Sanjay, where is Sanjay sitting? Sanjay is sitting in Delhi, Indraprastha. He is giving live commentary to Dhritarashtra. And where the war is happening? About 300 kilometers away. Sanjay is saying, Kripya Vishtam Asrupurna. Arjun is Asrupurna, is crying, weeping in front of 4 million people. One emotion has overpowered him. What is that emotion? Yes, this much. Asrupurna. And why this has come? Kripya Vishtam. Because of emotion of pity, compassion. Then Bhagwan said, Kutastva Kasmalidam. Bhagwan said, this, where from this dejection has come? Bhagwan is saying, this is your depression, dejection. And he says, Anarjam Ajustam Aswargiyam Akritikaram. Are a good noble person will not do. All throughout you were on the payroll of the, you know, the army. And now the situation has come, you have to fight a righteous war and you want to run away? Anarjam, Aswargiyam. Aswargiyam, it will not give you swarga. Akirtikaram, what people will think about you? The best archer left the battlefield, ran away. And not only that, Lord gave him a shock treatment. Sometimes they give him an electric treatment. To the great archer, he said, you are Klaibhyam. Klaibhyam means you are a kinnar. Kinnar means you are Napansuk. You are Napansuk means, in simple word, Hinjara. You know Hinjara? Neutral gender. Nothing happened. Arjun said, Katham Bhishmaham Sankhya Dronam Se Madhusudhanam Isubhi Prati Yoshami Puja Haravi Vari Sudhana. Oh Lord, you are telling me to kill my guru and Bhishma with arrows, but they should be worshipped. Guru should be worshipped. My grandfather, who has loved me, I have played with him, he should be worshipped. And you are telling me to worship him with my arrows? Guru Nhatvai Mahan Vaman Sriyo Bhoktum Bhaichami Bhiya Loke. I am not going to do that. It is better I will go and beg. But I will not kill my guru. Hatvartha kamanstu guru nehibe bhunjiya bhogan rudir pradignan. Even if I kill my guru and if I get my kingdom, so whenever I will eat laddu, which laddu? Desi ghiwala laddu. But I will be thinking it is smeared with the blood, you know. I got this kingdom after killing 4 million people, destroying so many families. So I will not be enjoy that kingdom. I don't know whether I will win or they will win me. That also I don't know. Then he says, Karpanya Dosu Bhat Sabhava. Diagnosis by Arjun himself. So what was first diagnosis? Kripya Vishtam. Overpowered by emotion. By whom? Sanjay. Second, Bhagwan. Kasmalam, where from this dejection has come. Third, he himself diagnosing. Karpanya doso apasya bhava. I think I have become miser, you know. Who is a miser? Miser is a person who has got money but he doesn't want to spend on himself nor he wants to share. The Mahatma look example, they gave example. So he will make a chapati. Do you know how he put a ghee on that, on chapati? How do you keep ghee? You keep it in a jar, you know. So he will rub roti on the jar outside. Miser! He don't want to use it for himself, nor he want to share. He will not give it to you, even if you ask, give me a spoon of ghee. No. Miser. Similarly, it is not only miser. Some people are miser about their knowledge also. Somebody has knowledge but not utilizing on himself, not sharing. Arjun is saying that I have got the intellect, I know I have the buddhi. I have studied Shastra also. But at this point of time, this intellect is not available to me. As if I have become miser. I don't want to utilize my buddhi for myself. Why such thing has happened? Overpowered by emotion. So see how the emotions are, how strong they are, and how weak they make you. Prichami tam adharma sammoodcheta. Prichami, I ask you, what? What is my duty here? Where is he asking? In the battlefield. He is asking, Lord Krishna, tell me what is my duty. All of you will say your duty is, oh fool, get up and start fighting. You have prepared for the war for so many years, now you are asking what is your duty? But that was his question to Lord Krishna. Yes, Shriyasa Nishitam Ruhitanme, but tell me what is good for me. Don't go by my likes and dislikes, what I will like or what I will not like. What is good for me, you tell me. Sisyete ham sadimam tam prapanna, I am surrendering to you. I accept you as my guru. I am your shishya. You see, so long they were, for 70 years, it is said both the age of both of them was 70 years when the war started. And they were friends, sakha. Whenever there is a friendship, if you ask an advice from your friend, you are free. Whether you will accept or not, it is your choice. But when you accept somebody as a guru, then it is becomes obligatory on the shishya to follow the instruction. Then you have got no choice. He has surrendered now. And for the 70 years, then we were sakha, friends. Lord Krishna never gave him knowledge of self. Never gave him knowledge of self. Now he has asked for it, he will give. Then he says, Nahi prapasyami mamanupadyat, my soak, my sorrow will not end. Even if you give me anything, I am sure nothing is going to help me. This much also he knows. Na yosaiti govinda muktva tusni bhavva. I will not fight. Decision taken by Arjun. And he became silent. The last decision of Arjun, I will not fight. Tam uvacha Rishikesa prasanna iva bharata. And Rishikesh, Lord Krishna is smiling. He has understood his disease, he is smiling. He knows what medicine is to be prescribed. Although he asks for what is my dharma, what is my duty, Lord didn't tell his duty. Because Lord understood that this is a sorrow, a worldly sorrow, because seeing his grandfather or his teachers and all these people being killed, he has become depressed or dejected or sorrowful. And the only medicine to remove the worldly sorrow, please listen carefully, only medicine to remove worldly sorrow is knowledge of self. There is no other medicine. We have tried all medicines of the world, but we could never remove our sorrow. Never, never. And it can never be removed except with the knowledge of self. Then he said, Asochyanam Arasocham. Bhagwan started giving sermon. Asochyanam Arasocham Pragya Vadansa Bhasase Gatasuna Gatasunsa Nanu Sochinta Pandita. You are talking about like a wise person that this Bhishma Pitama and Dronacharya should be worshipped. The Pandit who is the knower of the self, they don't worry about gata soon. Soon means pran. Gata means whose pran are gone. That means those persons who are dead. And agata soon means whose pran are still there. Pran are not gone. So a Pandit, a realized person, never worries about a person whether he is dead or alive. Then he says, Nateva aham jatum nasam nate name janadipa. It was not that these peoples who are standing here, Raja, Maharaja, they were not earlier in the life. They were there. Now are also they are present. After death, they will be also present. So Lord is saying from the standpoint of Atma, you see. Atma is Nitya. But the conditioning, the gross body, the Upadhi is Anitya. Upadhi will drop even if Arjun don't kill. Those 4 million people would have died in course of time. We all will die one day. But the Atma in all of us is permanent. Then he said, Dehino asmin yatha dehe kaumaram yovanam jana tatha dehantar prapti dhirat tatra muhyati. Like in our body, we have got the childhood. Childhood died, youth came, youth died, old age came. But the knower of these three states, childhood, youth, and old age, is the same self. When childhood died, myself did not die. The experiencer of childhood and the experiencer of youth and the experiencer of the old age, the one and same. This is our experience. But Lord is saying, Tatha Dehantar Prapti, when you leave this body and take another body, believe me, the Atma continues. So these three, first three is known to us. From childhood to youth, youth to old age. This is our experience. The self is with us. So Lord is saying, Dehantar Prapti. When you die or somebody die, he will take another body. Then Arjun was thinking, oh Lord, you are talking about all this Atma, but my problem is present. I am suffering now. Can you tell me something about my suffering? Lord said, okay, thoda sa diversion lete hain. You know, the road construction is a diversion. The Lord took a little bit diversion in two verses. Matra asparses tu kaunteya sitosna sukha dukada. Whenever there is a contact between the organs of perception and the sense object, these things will come. Either there will be heat or cold, either joy or sorrow, honor or dishonor. Heat and cold at the body level, sukh and dukh, joy and sorrow at the mind level, and man apman, honor, dishonor at intellect level. Okay, that will happen. Then he says, Agama paino anitya tantichicha subharata. Agama, they will come, paino, they will go away. Anitya, like we are enjoying this weather in Chicago, very good now, summer, 70 plus, good weather, sukhi. But coming, something is coming. They have declared, fall is from Monday. It's coming. So don't get frightened. Agama paino, that will also go away. Is it not our experience? The cold will also go away one day. Anitya, this is temporary. Tanti tichasya bharata. So don't be sorrowful. Tanda, tanda, tanda. Tanda, tanda, but accept it. Khatam. Stay equipoise. So what will happen if I remain some equipoise? Then he says, Sam dukkha sukham dhiram so amritatvaya kalpate. If you are able to stay equipoise in sukh and dukh, what happens when we get a promotion? We throw a party. Why? We have become sukhi, elated. Or when you are demoted, or you are given pink slip, what happens? Darwaja ban. Don't want to see anybody. The Lord says, Sam sukha dukham ziyam. What will happen? What will the result? He says, Amritatvaya kalpate. You become fit for amrit, immortality. You come fit. You don't become immortal. You become fit for immortality. Then he says, Nasato vidyate bhava. Oh Arjun, asat is not there. And na abhavo vidyate sata. Sata. Sata means the Atman. Atman is always present. Other than Atman, whatever is there, is asat. Only sat is always present. So what is that sat? Abhinasi tu tad viddhi yena sarvamidam tatam. That is abhinasi. Nitya is that which is pervading everything. How is he pervading everything? He is pervading everything by principle of existence. And abhinasi, nobody can destroy it. Nobody can destroy it. I will tell you one more important thing. Even Atma cannot destroy Atma. Even Brahman cannot destroy Brahman. We can destroy our gross body. We can commit suicide.
by committing suicide you can destroy your gross body, but you cannot destroy your subtle body and causal body or Atman. The sufferings will be rather more if you commit suicide. Many people think, pata nahi abhi yahan se dukh se khatam ho jayenge. No, the suffering is much more if you commit suicide.
Abhinasi, that is Abhinasi. Vinasam abhyasya na kaschit kartum arthi. Nobody can destroy that Atman. So what is Anitya? So about the Nitya, Lord has said. What is Nitya? Atma is Nitya. What is Anitya? Antavantai me deha nitya sukta saririna. Antavanti me deha. All the bodies are all, these are all Anitya.
This gross body, subtle body, causal body, these are all Anitya,
Anashina, indestructible, aprameya. Aprameya means it cannot be brought as an object.
So nobody in the world can show you Atma like this. Your Atma is black, you know, like this. No.
Aprameya. It can never be made an object of perception. Tasmat yuddhasya bharata. Therefore, O Arjun, you should fight. In all these verses, you will find Lord is impressing on one point, stressing on one point. Atma is nitya, Atma is nitya, Atma is nitya. What Arjun was thinking? Arjun was thinking, I will be killing all these people, they will die. So he was thinking, he is becoming sorrowful by thinking only this. But Lord is saying, no, you cannot kill Atma. So there is no question of grief. There is no question of grief.
Then he says, na enam veti hantaram yasena manyatehatam. This Atma is not hantaram. Hantaram means, why he has said hantaram? Because the dialogue is going on in battlefield. Arjun is thinking, my Atma is going to kill all these people. No! Atma is not a doer. Ya enam veti hantaram, yasenam manyate hatam. And if somebody can think that I can do something on the Atma of others, that also you cannot do. So the Atma cannot be acted upon, and Atma cannot become an actor also. Atma cannot become doer. Atma is not enjoyer. In simple word, Atma is not doer. Atma is not enjoyer.
Ubhau to na bijani to nayam hanti na hanyamate. If somebody is thinking the Atma is the doer or Atma is enjoyer, he doesn't know. Na jayate mirate va kadachit nayam bhutva bhavita na bhuya. This, how is this Atma? Na jayate, never born. Na mriyate, it never dies. Acha, somebody may think, pata nahi, creation ke time it might have born. Na kadachit, never.
This Atman is never born, will never die, and never modified itself. And that Atman is with all of us. We are talking about our own Atman, not the Atman of anybody else.
Na jayate na mriyate va kadachit nayam bhutva bhavita na bhuya. After coming into existence, it never modified or never become non-existent also.
Ajo nitya sasvata purana. How is that? It is unborn, eternal, always present, most ancient.
Na hanyate hanyamane sarire. And it is not killed when the body is killed. Nahanyate hanyamane sarire.
Then in verse number 21, he says, one who knows the self as this, aja, nitya, saswat, purana, nahanti, nahanyamane. Homework for all of you. From verse number 11 to verse number 25, what are the words Lord has used to indicate that Atman? So that will help you in further study.
So how is the Atman? Aja, nitya, sasvata, purana, nahanti, nahanyamane, avinasi, abhya, sapurusam katha hanti. How can he kill?
or how can one make other to kill? So Arjun was thinking that Lord is forcing me to kill these people. In verse number 22, Vasansi jirnani yatha vihaya navani grinati naroparani tatha sarirani vihaya jirnani anyani sanyati navani dehi vasansi jirnani. He compares our gross body like clothes which we wear. So when this clothes are torn or out of fashion, then who decide whether we should wear this or not? We decide. Nobody else tells you. I will decide. Suppose my kurta is above me. And now I go to the shop in India and see there, now they are making kurta, the length of kurta is longer, below the knee. So there are only three options, up to knee, above knee, below knee. The whole fashion goes in your kurta also is like that only. So when the fashion changes, I decide I will not wear this short kurta, I want long kurta. Although this kurta is good, but I decide not to wear. Similarly, the subtle body in all of us decide whether this gross body is able to give me the enjoyment which I like. If I think this body is not able to give me the type of experience which I like, I will leave this body and I will take another body. It is always the subtle body decides. A person buys a Rolls Royce, 2019 model, done only 1,000 miles. 2020 model Rolls Royce has come, he has seen the picture. He decides 2019 model Rolls Royce is not going to give me the happiness which I am going to get from the Rolls Royce of 2020. Therefore, I discard this car, I want. Suppose if you want to have an experience of a mosquito bite, you know, what happens? Sucking blood. You cannot do it with this body. Can you do it? No. So what do you decide? The vasana is formed. When this body drops, you take the body up. Why? I want. Then it says in verse number 23 and 24 is the same thought here. One is in passive voice, another is in active voice. In verse number 23, it is in active voice. In verse number 24, it is passive voice. Any object of the world can be destroyed in five ways. Number one is the weapon. Number two is the water. Number three is fire. Number four is air. And the number five is death. Here Lord says, none of this method can destroy Atman. Self cannot be destroyed by any weapon. Why? Because it has got no parts. If something has got a part, then you can cut. Self has got no part, it cannot be cut. And can it be wetted? No, it is homogeneous. It is not porous. It is homogeneous. So it cannot be wetted also. Can it be destroyed by fire? Are you, no. Never. Fire cannot destroy the space. So much fire is going on the California side. So has it burned space? No. Self is even more subtler than space. How can it burn? Can it dry? Can air dry self? No. Because the self is not moist. Cannot dry. Can anybody kill? No. Why? Because it is not born. Anything which is born will die. Anything which is not born will not die. So all these five things are not applicable. Then in the 25th verse it says, Abhyaktoyam Achintyoyam. Lord says, I am abhyakt, unmanifest. You cannot see me with your organs of perception.
Achintyoyam.
You cannot even grasp me by your mind also.
Achintyoyam. Avikaryoyam.
I am not modifying, I am not changing.
Tasmadedam viditvaine nanu sochitum arsi.
Knowing all this thing about from the Atma level, you should not grieve. Problem of Arjun and our problem is one and same. Arjun was also crying in the battlefield. We cry, perhaps we close the door, then cry. What is the medicine to remove the sorrow? From the standpoint of Atman, first set of argument, Lord has covered. A set of argument, Atma is Nitya. In all these things, he has said the Atma is eternal. It cannot be destroyed by anything. Since it cannot be destroyed, why are you weeping? Now slowly, slowly he will get us second and third and fourth level options. He will come down to our level. So we will be seeing the second level of arguments by Lord from Jivatma level. What is his argument? Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
So we'll divide into four adult study groups, and the way we do it is the people who are newcomers this year stays in the shrine, and Vinayji is the sevak, but I think Ashokji will do the class today, he's out of town. So people who are new will do Kindle Life in shrine. The adults who have done Kindle Life last year will go to Vivekji's class, and it will be Sadhana Panchakam and Manasodhanam, but they will start with Sadhana Panchakam. The adults who did Bhajgovindam with Vivekji last year will come to Sankarji. Can Sankarji please stand? And Sankarji will do Tattva Bodha. And the adults who did Tattva Bodha with Sankarji will do Atma Bodha with us. So the Kindle Life class stays here. Vivekji's class goes down in the kitchen area, in the basement. Sankarji's class will stay in this Vyasa class. We are going to change the names and everything later on. And the Vyasa class adults will go into Vishwamitra class, which is next to the office. I mean, across the office. So newcomers, please stay here and then divide accordingly what the books you have done. But yeah, and please get the books from the bookstore. So we have four classes on Sunday session. Kindle Life, get the Kindle Life book, Sadhana Panchakam book in Vivekji's class, Tattva Buddha book in Sankarji's class, and Atma Buddha class in our class. So please avail yourself with the books. But apparently today is our picture day to put in the souvenirs. So I think Subramaniamji is here. So it's a big group, so I'll let you know how to do it.